Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1282. In the writing, it's shir number 434. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, just a few, just going through a few various different lashir, also a few various different very important halachas, which come up all the time in reference to brachas before, brachas after, just things we have to always keep in mind. It's very important to keep on reviewing. So an important thing to keep in mind in reference to the halachas of drinking liquids, in number one is that, in general, any liquid, it's, if one made a shahakal on a drink, and they have a mind to continuously drink this drink and other drinks throughout the day. In other words, let's say, for example, we'll talk about it in a minute when we're somebody sitting in their office. But before we get to that, so lemaisa, they had a mind to drink and continue drinking this drink, that drink, could be coffee, could be orange juice, could be apple juice, could be water, whatever the case is. And throughout the day, and the same bracha could technically continue on throughout the day. Now, the above would work as long as two things. You need two things would knock it off. Number one, if somebody left the building, let's say I decided to go outside. So now you have what we call shinoi makim, right? If on a regular bracha of drinks, shahakal, so now if you walked outside because of the fact that it's a burn of fashais, you now, when you come back, you need a new bracha of shahakal if you want to continue drinking either that drink or a different drink. So that's one thing. Another thing which would knock it off is the fact that somebody decided to stop drinking. In other words, I had enough. Now, for example, if one is in their office, for example, you know, they're 8 hours straight, they're in their office. So again, somebody's in their office for 8 hours straight and they didn't leave, right? So now they can make one shahakal and it could continue on. So as long as one has a mind to continue drinking, I don't have a mind to stop at any point. If a person has a mind to stop, okay, that's it, I had enough. So now then you would need a new bracha. You know, when you decide to drink in an hour or whatever the case is, just give me an example. So then you would have to make a new bracha. So as long as one has a mind to continue drinking and they do not leave the building, the original shahakal could continue on actually the entire day. Now, it's a bigger problem is the bar nefashes, the bracha after. So it goes, if somebody, as far as the bar nefashes goes, if at some point somebody drank a revius, which is roughly 3 ounces, in the time it takes to drink two gulps in one, with one small pause in between. But the Evid, the Rabbis can say that you could go even up to Bechdechel Espras, which is 4 minutes, but we want to try and keep it in, especially when it comes to water. When it comes to water, then there's even more Pais can say to make sure to keep it to the amount of time it takes, what we call Bechdei Shtzias Revias. In other words, two gulps, the amount of time it takes a person to drink two gulps of a drink with one small pause in between, and you drank 3 ounces. So now you have the chiyuv to make a burn of fashais. Okay, so then as long as they take, so after that point, they have to make a burn of fashais. But let's say I'm not stopping to drink for the next 3 hours, right? Does my burn of fashais get lost? And I'm not drinking 3 ounces, I'm just sipping. So yeah, so it's no problem. So then as long as the person continues to take a sip within every half hour, but the average up to 72 minutes, but again, we want to keep it under a half hour. There are some points can we want to say some actually up to 72 minutes. But l'chatchila, definitely one should be careful with drinks to do it within every half hour to take a sip, and they will be able to make a burn of fashas at the end of the day. In other words, it's just continuing on. The sheer equal is continuing on. The digestion period and the whole concept, the whole halachic foundation of the burn of fashas, that they're able to do it, does continue on, even though you drank those 3 ounces and two gulps, 3 hours ago. But since you're continuously drinking and you're taking a sip within every half hour, so then the burn of fashas, the ability to make the burn of fashas continues on till you're done. Now, it is a good idea. Rabbi Kahan mentioned to me a while back, if somebody has, a lot of times you have an alarm sometimes on a watch, on a phone. People have alarms on different places, right? Especially nowadays, people have on the phone. It's very easy to set an alarm. So what one could do, if let's say somebody's in the office the entire day and they want to continue drinking, and it's a question, they don't want to go more than a half hour, they might get lost, a phone call, this, that, you know, they might forget. So set your alarm that it goes off every 27 minutes and every 28 minutes, just to make sure know that you took a drink, you took a sip of whatever it might be within those 27, 28 minutes. And like this, you don't get lost in the shuffle. The person's at work. A lot of times gets a phone call, he gets a deal, he gets this, you know, anything could come up and you look at your watch. Oh, you know, it's been 2 hours since I took the last sip. What do I do now? So then you lost the burn of fascists. But if you set your alarm like this, you know, you're in the clear every 27, every 28 minutes, roughly, you're taking a sip of whatever it is you're sipping, whether it's the coffee, the tea, the water, whatever it is. Well, water, I do want to mention, by water, you have to be thirsty. So not just to take a sip and you're not thirsty, it's not going to help. You have to have some sort of pleasure in your palate. In other words, if you're doing it every 27, every 28 minutes, the water itself, bechlal, if you drink the water, the 3 ounces, you have to be thirsty for the full 3 ounces. Meaning that you have some sort of a pleasure in your palate. And if you're doing it every 27 minutes, like we mentioned, again, you have to be thirsty. But all other drinks, no. All other drinks, you don't have to be thirsty. You could just take a sip like every 27 minutes, even though you're not thirsty. I take a sip of coffee, I take a sip of apple juice, I take a sip of tea, whatever. All other drinks, no. You don't have to actually be thirsty. As long as you take a sip and then it will just continue on. Then you make a burn of fascist at the end of the day and you're good to go. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Baruch Kultuv.